And so, God, please turn with me to Lord's Day number 2. Lord's Day number 2 of the Heidelberg Catechism. These are helpful summaries of what the Bible teaches. And as the catechism goes through the first section of the catechism, it's focused on our misery. How do we know our misery? And why do we need Christ to be sufficient, to be the only Savior? And so let's focus on Lord's Day number 2, and please respond to the questions. From where do you know your misery? From the law of God. What does the law of God require of us? Psalm Matthew 22. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Can you keep this law? Can you keep all this perfectly? No, for I am prone by nature to hate God and my neighbor. Saints of God, the first question and answer, we focused on the word comfort. And now I want to focus on the word misery, because it is brought up in Lord's Day number 2, especially in the question, where do you know your misery? We think of misery as being miserable, right? Being in a state of, you know, pain or discomfort and all those kinds of things. But actually, the word misery can also mean being out of one's native land. Being out of one's native land, meaning you're homesick. If you've been on vacation or you've been on the road for a while, and maybe, you know, the time in the Bahamas or wherever you are seems great, you know, on the beach and hanging out and relaxing and all those things. But after a while, you start to get homesick. You know, this is just a temporary place. You really want to go back where you belong. You want to go back to where you, the things that you know, the things that make sense to you, the things that are a part of your identity as an individual. Well, in the beginning of creation, Adam and Eve were at home with God. They had perfect peace and fellowship with Him. But then Adam fell into temptation. He wanted to be like God. He denied submitting himself to God's authority. He denied God's goodness. But the problem goes farther than that. And in rebellion against God, Adam and all of mankind was banished from being at home with God. Man is now in a place of homesickness. Homesickness. And it's not that just that he's away from being in God's presence, but man doesn't want to go back to be with God in his presence. We don't seek to be at home with the Lord by nature. And how do we know this? How do we know that we are truly homesick? We know this because God, when God gives us His commandments that are written in our hearts and written on tablets of stone, we reject them. We want to live our life our way, whether it's by forsaking the law or twisting the law of God for our own gain. The commandments are meant to reveal your heart toward the God you were created to exalt. And the commandments reveal, and what the commandments reveal about our hearts is not that just we are unrighteous people or people who make mistakes or do bad things. It reveals that we are unloving people. That may seem confusing to many in our day and age. If you talk to any number of individuals down the street, everybody likes to talk about love and acceptance and diversity and whatever the buzzword may be. Love is all you need. And if all you have is love, then you can do anything. That kind of general idea. But if you understand love, if your understanding of love isn't based upon loving God, what you're describing is not love. What you're describing is lust. What you're describing is self-love or narcissism. You're hijacking the word love to make it mean whatever you want it to mean. But love comes from God because God is love. And when He gives us His commandments, it reveals the state and condition of our heart. And what it reveals is that we don't love God. We don't love His authority. We don't love His commandments. We hate God. We hate His commandments. We want to be our own gods. We don't want to submit to His authority. We don't want to trust His goodness. We don't trust God at His word. So you see, we still have the same heart that caused Adam in the garden to rebel against God. Well, God banished out of Eden, out of our home to be with God, is the same heart that's still in us now, that controls our nature. We are born in sin, which is why we need to be born again. We need a new heart that loves God, that loves neighbor. We need a Savior who can rescue us from our misery to bring us back home to be with Him. And just like the book of Romans, the catechism at this section is seeking to remove any obstacle to understand that we stand before God as guilty and worthy of judgment. But as we continue to learn how Christ is the only true comfort for sinners, Jesus, the Son of God, is the only sufficient Redeemer. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:18, "Now all things are of God who has reconciled," that means bring us back. God has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ. That's our only hope. That's our only comfort. That Christ is the only one who can bring us back to be at home with God, to love Him and to truly love our neighbor in a way that glorifies Him. Amen. Amen.